Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Well, yes indeed, we're on and we're not. We're not on full steam. I still have my tickle until this situation subsides, but that's wonderful because we have tonight in the studios of RBN two gentlemen who are part of this fight, if you will, this real war on terror. The terror that is now engulfing American cities, American neighborhoods, and you are just beginning to see a small, kindly example of it on your evening propaganda, and that is the invasion of the United States by illegals. Now, we have in RBN studio, we have Steve Mason, and we have with him Guy Oliver. Is that right, gentlemen?
That's correct.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, excellent. I think one of you there is a little bit away from the mic, but Paul and Barbara will take care of that, I'm sure. So, in any event, gentlemen, you are part of the Texas Minutemen. Is that right?
That's correct.
Absolutely. And
now, where are you both from? Originally? Mm-hmm.
Well, I live in Austin, but I been in Texas nearly 30 years, but before that I came from Rhode Island.
Wow, that sounds familiar. That's that little tiny postage stamp city somewhere near Canada.
Yeah, you know.
Right. And Steve, you originated here, unfortunately, but at least you are blessed now to be in the area of the angels, although there are some demons down there. See, you know, it's nice to know.
Yeah, they call Austin the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado.
Huh? Well, they don't forget, you know, we're up here in Massachusetts land, and we used to refer to Massachusetts as the People's Republic of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Although it's not as bad now. It still has Ted Kennedy. It's still not as bad as it used to be in some ways. And with you is Guy Oliver, right?
That's me.
Now, Guy, where are you from?
Well, originally I was born in Washington, D.C. And
how did that happen?
My dad was in the Army.
Oh, okay. That's a good reason.
Yeah. So we lived in Rockville, Maryland, which is part of now, it's part of the metro area of D.C. And my dad joined the ministry when I was about 12, and moved us out to Oklahoma City to do some work for the Lord, mm-hmm. And we ended up in a little town in Texas called Mineral Wells.
Oh.
So I came to Austin to go to school, and I really loved it, did some work in the Metroplex, and finally was fortunate enough in 1993 to come back. I've been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. And now you are witnessing the onslaught that we are all witnessing now, and quite frankly, you know, a lot of us think that the way it's happened, you know, it didn't happen overnight. And what we're seeing, these so-called demonstrations now by illegals mostly, is a very well-planned event. So when we come back, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about you guys and what you're trying to do in your role and how we can all help. So stay tuned. Thank you, gentlemen. Steve Mason and Guy Oliver. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Yes, you can lower the music a little. Oh, we're back. Steve Mason, and we're speaking also with Guy Oliver. Now, Steve, tell us first from your own point of view, what made you get involved with the Minutemen and when?
I got involved with the Minutemen only within, within the past year.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been involved in immigration issues for about 10 years. And it's a cumulative thing. And one of the reasons why I left Rhode Island is you don't know how hard it is to find for a teenager to find work there. And if you turn 18 and you're not mm-hmm. ready, you're not going to make it in college, try to find work anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to find work on a loading dock or anything like that.
Well, there are so few businesses left now that they've chased almost all the industry out.
Yeah, try to find any offshore work, and you have to compete with a certain number of foreigners. So I joined the Air Force and got sent down to Texas. I got out and found that I had to be competing directly with illegal aliens when I was, I travel all over the state trying to find work on an oil rig or something. You mm-hmm. find that these illegal aliens would have stolen the jobs from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't cut it. I was a guest worker in Switzerland as a dishwasher, and I had to leave after my work permit expired in 4 months, and I come back to my own country. I got told that, well, hey, American kid, you can't, our country, Switzerland, is for the Swiss, and you've had your chance here. You just can't come around here to bum your way around Europe.
Right.
And I come back to America, and I find I can't even, you know, get these dishwashing jobs. And here's this somebody from a foreign country, mostly largely Mexican, talking about, well, we were here first. This is Aslan, and you're a gringo, and being treated to be despised in my own country, and find that I can't even make a living. So I got involved in the immigration issue, and finally it just occurred to me that the only thing to do is to just go down there on the border and block it yourself. So that's when I decided to just, you know, put my body where my mouth was.
And now, are you working now?
Oh, I can't find work. Three-quarters of all the construction jobs in Austin are stolen by the illegal alien criminal, job thief. And I put in applications, I don't know, for about 15 places for a dishwashing job. You can't get that. You call them up, and they say, well, we hire all the time. Send us your resume. You know, who has a resume for washing dishes? The thing is these illegals have a network, and they have a job waiting for them before they even cross the border. So when they say they're hiring all the time, they got a pool of illegals, you know, and this network that exists throughout the illegal community provides jobs for all of them, but Americans just despise gringos to be kicked to the end of the line. And this cannot be. This is our country. And you steal a man's ability to make a living and turn it over to foreigners, it delegitimizes the government, in my opinion, and that's why we have to take matters into our own hands.
Yeah, literally. That's unfortunate. Guy, how about yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm a writer by trade. I started off I went to college and studied mechanical engineering and got bored with that. A little later on, I studied electronics engineering, and eventually I found my way into a technical writing job. Found I had a talent for communicating, so I did that for a while. And my story is a little bit different than Steve's. I haven't really ever had a problem finding work, although I sympathize with, you know, people that are finding themselves competing with people who shouldn't be here for, you know, just common labor, jobs that they're willing to do but are not able to be hired. I tell you what got to me, though, was after September the 11th, like most people, I was very, very concerned about security. Suddenly became an issue with me. And I sort of floundered mentally for 3 or 4 years, trying to figure out what it was that I could do. I'm too old to rejoin the service, I just saw that this was just a real gaping hole in our ability to go on with our culture and our lives as Americans. And the October Border Watch really caught my attention. I thought, well, these are a bunch of old, crusty guys that, you know, most of them are former military that have decided that they're not going to just sit around and abdicate their responsibility to an incompetent federal government. And so I was able to talk to a couple of the guys, and I heard some very disturbing news. For example, Muslim prayer beads. They would find on the border watches these Muslim prayer beads from illegal immigrants. And I'd also heard that they were even finding Chinese. They were apprehending Chinese. And we're sitting here looking across the ocean at the Chinese, who are now forming a navy that's second to none. And I think then I realized that the security issue was much, much worse than I thought it was before. And so that's what motivated me to join the Minutemen, and I'm planning to participate in the Border Watch that's coming up. Well, it's going on right now, and I'm leaving Thursday for El Paso.
And you will spend how much time there?
I can only afford to spend a week. I'm a working man, and I can't afford to abandon my responsibilities to my family. But at the bottom line is, this is what I felt like I could do, And doing radio spots like this also, I think, is very important, because I'm also very concerned about the fact that the Minutemen, that the Texas Minutemen, the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, mm-hmm. is an easy target. The groups are maligned for simply being concerned citizens who are not satisfied just to sit on their duff or go to their jobs every day. They take time out of their own personal life. I myself have invested over $3,000 in preparing to go to this one border watch where I'll go for 1 week. Well, that's a commitment to something that I think is one of the most important functions of government, and that is securing your borders. If you don't control your borders, you don't control your destiny as a nation.
That's where it all really winds up. We're seeing that now. It's ironic because even as the nation is being galvanized on this issue, pro and con, and most of it con, the Americans, including many naturalized citizens now, very concerned about what it means to them to have illegals taking over the country. But what we see is the Bush administration keeping us distracted from this issue and keeping us concentrating on our supposed enemies like Iran and Syria and all of these other nations, when, of course, we know the enemy is right here, and the enemy is in Washington. As we've said so many times, without Washington and its rot and corruption, we wouldn't have these problems with the border. We wouldn't have the sellout, the treason, the treachery, and all of that. Yet we do. So the problem is far from a simple one, in the sense that we can just put men at the border, put people at the border, and hopefully do the job the federal government won't do, and embarrass them into doing things they should be doing. Because we know darn right well the problem is much bigger than just the border, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we have to be honest.
It's a very complex problem.
It's like an ocean vessel. You have an ocean vessel that's mismanaged and isn't running right, and maybe the engines are seizing up, and the administration of it is corrupt. Yeah, but the vessel still floats. This immigration thing is like a gash in the hull,
mm-hmm.
which is sinking us. There's nothing complex about that. It's a very simple matter, and George Bush knows this is happening, and I'm going to come right out and say it. George Bush is a traitor, mm-hmm. and for his failure and his enabling and praising illegal immigration also makes him a criminal. He's supposed to enforce the law. He will not do it. He aids, mm-hmm. abets, and enables illegal immigration, and his intention is to sink this country right on down. We're not going to embarrass that punk in the White House into doing the right thing at all. And we're not going to embarrass anybody like McCain or any putative Democrat that might succeed him. This is going to have to be taken up by the American people. We are going to actually have to go down to the border, and not to embarrass the government, but to actually put that wall up ourselves and start assisting in interior enforcement and doing what we can to throw the bums out.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people who can't go down to the border, there's two things they can do. They can join the Minutemen, at least give us financial support.
Right.
Or they can join the Minutemen and set up groups to monitor these criminal, illegal alien job thieves,
mm-hmm.
who are stealing our jobs at day labor sites and working on construction sites, as they can go out there,
mm.
and they can tape it, videotape it, and expose it publicly. Now, they've been doing that in Herndon, Virginia, and various other places within the interior of the United States. That needs to be done. There's got to be some kind of organizational boycott of companies that do this sort of thing. Maybe it would have to be civil disobedience. Maybe enough people will just have to blockade off a construction site that uses criminal, illegal alien job thieves. I don't know. Another thing you can do, and I can't over-recommend this, is for everybody to join...
All right, hold that thought as you have. We'll be back after the break to pick right up there with our guest. Stay tuned. Our guest will be right back with us as we talk about the Texas Minutemen and the illegal invasion of the U.S. of A. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
So we're back, and we're speaking with Steve Mason and Guy Oliver from the Texas Minutemen. Steve, you were making a point, and we had a break. Continue on that third point you were making.
There's a website called numbersusa.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can register online there and fax Congress free with the push of a button online. This is highly effective, and they make the faxes for you. You can revise them if you wish, and they send you alerts. And all you do is push a button, it'll bring up the fax, and you can edit it as you want, and then push a button, they'll send it to your appropriate congressman. This thing really works. It's the deluge of these faxes that have turned things around on legislation, and Numbers USA is giving itself credit for, and I give them credit for, stopping this amnesty bill last Friday from going through.
Well, that's what I was just going to mention. You know, we didn't have a chance Friday on the air because we were into other things, but that was one of the blessings, in a sense, that this bill did not go through.
Yes.
And of course, it was the Democrats that really did it in the Senate, and the Republicans were willing to sell out, but the Democrats and the Republicans just, unfortunately or fortunately, could not agree. So that was good. It was fortuitous because now it gives the other side more time,
and gives us more time to show the American public exactly the nature of the beast with which we are fighting. This literally is now being seen by virtually every American who watches the daily news. I know it's not being portrayed accurately, but that's beside the point. The fact is more and more people are seeing these numbers, these threatening people, who are essentially poster child. I mean, the way the media are portraying them is almost as if they're poster children and they're cute little dolls, you know, who just happen to come over the border, and all they want to do is show their love for America. They're not picking out the most obnoxious. They're clearly not camera zooming in on those that are holding up the most vicious signs and shouting some of the most hateful slogans. So you see how the media are cooperating.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's not entirely true, because you can't,
most of it is, though.
You can't hide some of that hateful stuff because it's so uniformly sprinkled throughout. You can't help miss it.
Well, but you see, the damage control is being done, and that's their role.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Now, let me do this also. Let me turn our listeners' attention to a website by the enemy that they should be aware of, and that is www.nohr4437.org. And immediately you will see Action for World Liberation Every Day. Liberation. World Liberation. ActionLA.org. And on the homepage, May 1st, a day without an immigrant strike. Now, they're calling for this massive strike across America, the National Immigrant Solidarity Network, which is a socialist Marxist organization. And they are saying what they intend to do. And they're asking for funds, of course. Not that they have to worry about that. They're pretty well funded. And there's a whole litany of things that they are asking the American public to do. That is, the illegals to do. And that's to essentially shut down the country. That's what they want to do.
Okay. Well, I think if they shut down the country, I don't think it'll make anybody appreciate them.
Well, the thing is, you know, is that really when you come right down to it, as has been suggested on this program, for every move, there's a counter move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't, quite honestly, we have the numbers. The silent majority is still out there. But as one man used to say, silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And the fact of the matter is, most people who are opposed to this illegality are working. They're working poor, middle class people who can't afford to even take a day off to protest.
That's why they need to do this Numbers USA thing. Those deluge of faxes have turned the corner on legislation that would have snuck through otherwise.
Yes, I think...
Well, go ahead, Guy.
Well, I think that perhaps what you're witnessing is a silent backlash, if that's not an oxymoron. I think what's happening is people are witnessing websites like the one you referred to, these hundreds of thousands of people that are presumed to be, I think by most people, criminals in here in the country illegally, because that's the topic of discussion, why we should allow amnesty for all these illegal aliens. And they're looking at it, and I think that for the average American, that's a frightening proposition to see the numbers of people that want to abscond your country. And I think that what you're witnessing is, I don't think it was an accident that this test vote went down 38-60. I think you saw Senator Cornyn sort of begin to change his mind, and quietly the Senate decided, well, maybe we ought to rethink what we're about to do.
Well, I mean, you know, we can all speculate and theorize, and
it doesn't matter.
All of these things are part of the process. But go ahead.
It doesn't matter, because we're not going to have anything this year, or maybe it'll take till December to get something.
Hold that thought, Steve. We'll be back with you and Guy, and we'll open it up to phone callers, by the way, and we'll discuss this issue continually. Right here on RBNLive.com. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm your host, Radio Avenger Rick Adams, and we will be back with more. Stay with me and join us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, Americans, this is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6, join me, Frank George, Lupi Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and we have our two guests in the studio, Steve Mason and Guy Oliver. On the line, we have John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control again. And welcome, John. Are you there, sir? We'll find you. Stay where you are. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Rick.
All right. Okay, John, I had just a few moments ago, as we introduced our guests, had mentioned the website that, as you know, is something that we are very interested in bringing to the attention of our listeners, and that's the nohr4437.org. On this website, they talk about May 1st. They talk about May Day. It's definitely a well-organized socialist, Marxist, communist movement that we're talking about here. And they're talking about telling the American public about basically a general strike, a call to action, as they say, and that is shutting down the country as far as they're concerned. Now, this is the statement that is interesting. Look at the word they use. Immigrants contribute, which, of course, is not the word that we deal with here, because there are legal immigrants who do contribute, but they're, I assuming, referring to the illegals and calling them legal. They say immigrants contribute, John, $7 billion in Social Security per year. They earn $240 billion, report $90 billion, and are only reimbursed $5 billion. Where are the $85 billion? They want to know, John. What you complaining about? What you talking about, John?
Well, first off, Rick, you know, that website that I gave you, 4437,
right,
is really dangerous. We took notes. We've been monitoring their conference calls. And what they're saying is very scary. As your listeners probably have seen on television,
mm-hmm,
500,000 illegals in Los Angeles a week ago carrying Mexican flags. Well, on these conference calls, they're saying, don't carry the Mexican flags anymore.
Right.
Carry American flags.
Right.
Make it look like you're patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scam, and it's run by the communists and the Catholic Church. Before, I thought it was just Catholic Charities, but the Catholic Church, as you saw in the notes I sent you,
mm-hmm,
the Catholic Church is 100% behind this, okay? On every demand that they want, the Catholic Church has agreed. Now, this is really, we've been invaded. Now, I've been involved with this for 13 years, and this is the most frightening situation I've seen. I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize it was this bad. No other groups can organize or mobilize that many people in these towns. Now, they're demanding amnesty, and that it, there is no other word. It's not a guest worker. It's an amnesty because they broke the law coming across the border to begin with. If they say, okay, you're okay, that's amnesty because they're rewarding them for breaking the law coming across the border. We need to put our military on the border. We need to have all these illegals removed. Now, it'll probably resort to violence. I mean, they're going to resort to violence anyway because Congress, I hope, will not pass any amnesty. The House, I should say. Not the Senate's just far gone. Forget the Senate. You saw this guy, Ted Kennedy, who's the worst thing that's ever happened in this country, up there in Washington, D.C. today. And it's just out of control. And the American public have to realize that if they do something now, it's the end of this country. It's same as the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire fell the same way. The armies were off, and the hordes just crossed
mm-hmm.
the border
yes.
Because it was unguarded. And it's going to be a mess. So we need to remove the illegals, and they will resist. But we have to remove them because eventually they will have enough people here to vote to succeed and become part of Mexico. I mean, they're going to do it anyway. We have to remove them now. And the illegal is not a race. I don't even know why there's even any debate.
John, one of the things you're calling for, what, is the employ of the National Guard to do this?
Yes, I've called a couple of congressmen I know to go on the House floor to call an emergency session to deputize or federalize National Guard to put them on the border. The border has to be sealed now. We can't have any more. As you saw on that website, and I guess you gave it to your listeners, that
mm-hmm.
website. They should go to that website and
right.
see what we're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
This is an international movement of communists whose goal is the destruction of this country.
Yes.
And when they can mobilize 500,000 in Los Angeles, 500,000 in Dallas, 300,000 in Chicago, and who knows how many others, they're going to shut down this country. And if they don't pass the amnesty, they will resort to violence. I don't know if people remember the Rodney King riots. 30-40% of those rioters were illegal aliens, and they almost lost the city. They have enough people now to do it. American people should be scared now, but they should take action. Don't let them intimidate you because they're going to try to intimidate the Congress to give them amnesty, and if they do, it's all over. It will no longer be the United States within 10 years or less.
Mm-hmm. You know, people like Phyllis Schlafly and others now have seen what's going on. They didn't believe it maybe years ago, and
well,
they weren't quite aware of it. But now they've seen it face to face, right
yeah,
up front.
I talked to a number of people who knew of the problem, knew there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said myself, 13 years I've been involved. I knew there was a problem, a serious problem. But until these demonstrations, I didn't realize how big of a problem it is, how much control they have, and it's really scary. I mean, I don't want to see this country go communist. I don't think a lot of people do. I know your listeners, the vast majority of your listeners don't, but if they don't do something now, put pressure on the Senate. Most of the Senate should be voted out. Senator Hagel, Senator Martinez, Ted Kennedy, they should get rid of Kerry. I've talked to Kerry. The guy is a nice guy, but he's a complete airhead. McCain is a... we call him the Manchurian candidate. The guy's a wacko. And, you know, it's everything's just turned upside down.
Brownback. Get rid of Brownback, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brownback in Kansas. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they want to debate me anytime, I mean, this McCain started yelling and screaming at one of the 911 victims. Peter Gadiel was in the hall in Congress, and McCain started yelling, oh, people like you are, you know, destroying this country. McCain, people like McCain are destroying this country, not someone a victim of 911. And this educator sent me a letter after I gave her this, you know, the notes that I sent, and also this website. She said, John,
yes.
What can we do? Should we stay away from the cities? Was the 911 part of this whole thing? And all the pieces are coming into place as we've talked over, you know, a period of time, Rick. You know, it's all the pieces of the puzzles are fitting. And,
well, you know, another thing that I cannot impress upon people enough is that don't expect anyone else to do protecting you except yourself. And
no, to the extent no, you have to do it yourself.
But to the extent that you can arm yourself, that you can gain arms and legally and purchase them and use them and train in them and survival kits and all of that, these are things that every American can do and make their neighborhood a much safer one if they
well,
will do
many,
that.
Many years ago when I first got involved, I kept hearing them say, we're going to take back Otslan by the ballot box or the gun.
Right.
And then we're going to kill all the gringos. Mm-hmm. Now, this is people that call us racist. They use all these terms. Nazi, like one of your listeners called me a Nazi. Bill O'Reilly's called a Nazi. Lou Dobbs is called a Nazi. People that want to defend this country and just have our laws obeyed. We don't want any new laws. Just enforce the laws we have on the book.
Well,
that are pushing this are evil, evil,
yes.
and like, what's her name, Ann Coulter's new book, they're godless,
you know,
and I don't want that kind of country.
What happened just in your own neck of the woods in Dallas this particular day, didn't you, gentlemen?
Hey, it happened today in Austin.
Yeah. All over, but here we have this Dallas police doing nothing to intervene, and by the way, apparently they reported that bottles were being thrown with battery acid at counter-protesters. Whites were attacked simply because they were whites. You know, this has been going on, and, of course, this has not been national news. This has not been shown to most Americans. See, this is why talking about the media as the main enemy here.
The media is the main enemy, excluding yourself. If you remember that video I sent you a while back of Liberty State Park where the AFL-CIO, the Catholic Church, the governor of New Jersey invited all these illegals. It was called the Freedom Ride.
Yes, I saw
to Liberty State Park. And here they here all the police. I only got in because of press credentials with the Park Service. The AFL, you know, threatened me when they found out I was in there. But I got in there and I showed what was really happening with the Mexican flags and everything. But the local and state police were there to support illegal aliens and to keep American citizens out. The Attorney General of New York, Spitzer, had a booth at their big thing up in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General of New York, who goes after and prosecutes Americans. I tell all Americans that they better demand a get-out-of-jail-free card or they want amnesty for every crime they've ever done if they're going to give this amnesty. But don't allow it. If they do, it's all over.
You know, they're also attorney general. Speaking of attorney general, they're also trying to prosecute border ranchers who are apprehending and booting illegals off. And our Justice Department is acting in concert with the Mexican government to gather evidence against these people.
You mean the torture attorney general?
The what?
Torture attorney general?
Well, it started with Reno and then that other Ashcroft.
Remember the torture memo?
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, you should try it sometime.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got, by the way, John, isn't he the son of illegal immigrants, our great attorney general?
Yeah, the attorney general was a member of La Raza. And La Raza, Mecha, Maldef, all of them
Lulac.
Were all interconnected along with Otslan. Now, tonight, if you're watching Hannity, it'll either be on tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got an interview set up with the founder of Lulac's daughter, Gloria, is supposed to be on there to expose what has happened to LULAC. It started out as a great organization promoting Hispanic, Mexican Americans, And these radical Mexicans have taken over, hijacked, just like they've done everything else, the Catholic Church, AFL-CIO, they've hijacked it. I mean, it's just amazing. Why aren't people more, you know, what's happened to this country? Are they so dumbed down they can't see the television and see a half a million people in Los Angeles, half a million in Dallas? Don't they realize that we've lost the country if they don't do something now?
I'm afraid they're part of that lost America, largely. But that's not everyone, and there are still Americans left who do think, who do know, and who do act.
They better wake up now, Rick, because Congress is coming back, the Senate is coming back on the 27th, and McCain and Kennedy, they're all assuring everybody that they're going to get this amnesty passed, and if they do, it's all over for the United States. They give them amnesty, it'll invite another 20 more, they'll get all their relatives up here,
absolutely.
And you'll have another 30 or 40 million illegals in this country on top of, you know, they're saying 12 million. There's no 12 million here, there's closer to 25 million illegals in this country. And they're dictating policy, and the Catholic Church shouldn't be involved with this. And I hope you guys are coming to Crawford. I know you are, right?
You guys? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll see you up there, John.
Yeah. Steve, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We met. You know me.
Yeah, I know. I met you a few years ago.
And Guy Oliver.
Yes. I'm not planning on going to Crawford, but yeah, I'm with you in spirit.
Yeah, well, I hope you tell a lot of people to come out there because I talked to the organizer, Frank George, today, and he's estimating close to 600 to 700 people are coming because they're just really upset. You know, they're coming down from Dallas. Dallas is only 120 miles away. So hopefully we can have some impact. But to your listeners out there, Rick, please don't let this country, don't lose this country to the communists, and that's who's one of the major players behind this.
You want to know something?
The Communist Party. Go to that website. It's nohr4437.org. Go to that website. You'll see what the enemy is.
You want to know what's sick about this? Who else is behind this besides the communists? And I can definitely attest to that in the Catholic Church. But the ones who are also organizing that freedom ride were the Quakers. And the Quakers, through the American Friends Service Committee, their service organization, you want to talk about people who've taken the godless satanic route. It is the Quakers. And the Quakers are supposed to be pacifists, have taken up with some of the most violent type of people, Brown Berets, Anti-Racist Action, the International Socialist Organization, and have put out proclamations in their own literature about how the illegal invasion is a conquest and the creation of a new mestizo race, which is ordained by Yahweh. I swear to God.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, when the
we've become an island with many, many enemies.
Well, when the Quakers turn bad, that's it. That's it. It goes to show how, you know, to the core this thing is.
Well, I hope you guys be safe down there on the border. I'm going to depart and. I'll see you, Steve, I guess, in Crawford. And I hope you can get the new video I have. It's on the website there, new video. You can order it.
Oh, from AIC?
Right.
Yeah, I know about it.
Well, thank you, John, for joining us.
And good luck to all you guys. And, Rick, thanks for having them on. And, you know, be safe down on the border.
We've got a bunch of callers, so we'll get to them, too, John. Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye-bye. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Would you guys like to take a call or two now? We've got a lot of people that...
Let's take calls. Let's not waste time.
Let's see if we can begin one right now. Steve in Queens, New York. Hello, Steve.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I want to ask a guy a couple of things. You mentioned something about the Quakers. You're talking about the Quakers in Pennsylvania?
No, I'm not talking about the Amish.
But the Amish aren't Quakers, are they?
No. They're Mennonites. Yeah, I'm talking about the Quakers who founded the state of Pennsylvania, those Quakers.
Well, he's talking about the American Friends Service Committee in particular.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Quakers that in Doylestown, the ones who stand up on a platform, those Quakers, you know what I'm talking about, the religious ones. Are you talking that one?
Yep.
That supports all that filth. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. No, I know the Amish wouldn't. Because, first of all, they don't want their country being a third world. They're German, and I don't think they want to be a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say is this, two things. You told me also something about somebody throwing battery acid on the people that are white that were counter-protesting just because they were white.
That's some of the reports we're getting from Dallas and other places. Yeah.
Is that from a website or what?
It's a news source, but I don't know exactly which news source it is.
Okay. All right. That's something you got. Okay. Well, let me say this. First of all, you do have communist people from within with this country, and to sit there, the people to say, I mean, not you, but the people in the news media to say that this has nothing to do with race and it's just about illegality, they're totally wrong in this way. I've read some of the globalist agenda stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember William Cooper when he read some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan is not just to keep the wages down. We know that. And not okay, I'll hold
all
to the break.
Right, all right. You all right, stay where you okay. are, Steve. Thank you. Patrick and Roger and others, we'll be with you, too. A very busy night ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Thank you.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Yep, Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger, and we've got our guests in the studio at RBN, Steve Mason, Guy Oliver from the Texas Minutemen organization, and Steve from Queens. Steve, are you still there?
Yes,
all
I
right,
am.
You were speaking about the globalists and so forth, and what you see in all of this. Go ahead.
Yes, what I was saying is that the people in the media, which is established in controlled media, saying that this has nothing to do with race, nothing could be further from the truth, and I mean in a good way. because you never notice that with Kennedy and all the rest of them, they're trying to, all of them, they're trying to look, even the media, they're trying to look at some way or the other to just get these people to stay here. You got 12 million, it was probably 22 million. I saw the census, it said 30 million Hispanics. We don't have that many Hispanics in this country legally. They're just doing anything they can to try to get these people to stay or either send them back and have them try to come back here legally. But yet it's okay for anybody as a baby from Germany or Ireland or something that they overstay one day over their visa, they get arrested and deported. Mm-hmm. It does have to do with race. And I read some of their stuff, and there is a plan that they deliberately want to mongrelize and third worldize this country's white majority. They want to deliberately turn this from a first-world, non-Jewish, white Aryan country, which was originally founded, to some kind of third-world Latin American, Indian, and everything else, global, like a new, what the term they used was a new global root race, root meaning R-O-O-T, race. They say this in the books. I've heard Cooper read it on his show one time. He, even though he doesn't support it one way or the other, he doesn't even support this country, you know.
Well, he's dead now. I don't think he's going to be able to support it.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, he didn't support what the globalists are about. But he said so. I've also read some things in some other sources as well. There is not just a suppressed
wages. Well, there is an agenda here, Steve. There's no question there's an agenda. It does involve the destruction of America. It does involve the destruction of the middle class, of whites, of those who dominate in the country. And there still is majority, is still a Caucasian nation. That isn't going to change. It's already changed in cities across America where whites are a minority. And now we're seeing a deliberate plan to try to stir up unrest. And this is the plan, divide and conquer. It is a racial plan. There's no question about it.
Yeah, but the purpose, the thing you got to understand is that a lot of these people that belong to Bilderbergers, and I even talked to some people in the CFR, a lot of them think it's wonderful if, you know, first of all, there's nothing in this country, too, that this country should change racially or change. We don't have any destiny. This country doesn't have any destiny for humanity and world cultures and all that crap. What happened with the civil rights movement with the blacks is one thing, because they were actually people kidnapped here and they were citizens because they've been here for like 200 years or 100 something years or whatever, and there was things that were unconstitutional going on in the South. That's one thing, but there was no excuse for that bill that Kennedy passed on October 3rd along with Lyndon Johnson, who also helped assassinate John F. Kennedy, by the way, Lyndon Johnson,
right.
Too.
Okay.
He did.
Let's stay on the path now. Let's stay on the path.
Okay. Well, there's no excuse for that bill that Kennedy, well, Kennedy's doing it now. Same Ted Kennedy is doing it now. That immigration bill that only 15% could come from Europe and 85% come from all these third world countries.
That's insane.
And Kennedy is trying to do the same thing now. He's got
that's insane, because what we have is a culture clash. And what we have now is incompatibility with culture. And unfortunately, much of what you say is true. We are no longer a melting pot. We have become a society that is rotting at the foundation, and it is having a debilitating effect on this nation's heritage and obviously her future. Thank you, Steve. We have to move along.
Well, I think if the white people rise up, I don't think it'll happen if enough people rise up. I looked at the census. It's still 70-something percent white.
Thank you. I have to move along. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Gentlemen, any comment?
Well, how do you follow an act like that?
Well, he makes some very good points. You know, I mean, not everything I agree with, but he makes good points. And there is a plan. It does involve the destruction of this nation and her heritage. No question about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Quakers are saying it's for the creation of a new mestizo race. And I guess if the Quakers say so, well, they're so pious and sanctimonious and holy. I guess it just must be true.
All right. All right. Stay on the line, Patricks and Roger, Thomas. We'll be right back with our guest. I'm Rick Adams.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.